Hello, I'm Field Agent Celine Summers, with the department. I need to speak with you regarding department business. I know you're home, and I prefer that we do this the quick and easy way. But if you'd prefer, I can simply break down the front door and then drag you off to an acclimation facility.
Ah, that's much better. As I said, I am Field Agent Summers, with the department. We've got a lot to discuss, so let me have a seat and we'll get started. Oh, damn these ancient male-sized furnishings. You know, if you'd elect to be placed under the care of a department matron, you'd have access to a much better sofa. No. I'll need you standing for this. Come here and stand right in front of me. Trouble? No, you're not in any trouble. You're up to date on your fecundity index examinations. And it doesn't show that you violated any department audiences. And although the department would very much prefer you to be under the more direct guidance of a wife or department matron, it isn't illegal for you to be without. Yet, anyway. No, I am not here because you're in trouble. Quite the opposite. A woman has petitioned the department for a curated pregnancy. And you are on the shortlist of candidates based on her selection criteria. Congratulations. It's a high honour for an unplaced male to be selected for fatherhood consideration like this. Normally, most would-be mothers prefer more regulated males. Now, like I said, you're under consideration. There will need to be an interview with the prospective mother and a battery of physical tests prior to department approval. So today, we'll be covering the screening questions and the ad hoc fecundancy exam. Yes, we will be collecting a sample today. No, this requires more of you than simply getting railed by an underpaid department adjudicator. You'll have to demonstrate an unfettered ability to produce, and produce up to satisfaction. It's more of a subjective test, with the specifics of the sample evaluation being second to my appraisal of your ability to follow directions and serve the intended purpose. But we will get to all of that in just a moment. First, we'll need to go over the screening questionnaire. We've already got the basics. Name, age, height and weight are average for a male. But still, I would have liked a specimen that was a bit taller. It can be rather frustrating when every specimen I inspect only comes up to my belly button. Anyway, we also need to collect some information about you and why you're still unplaced. In the last 6 months, have you had any prolonged, non-professional contact with a woman? That's good to hear. And how did that date go? Well, did you meet her expectations? Did you spend the night with her? You did. And what part of your performance prevented her from offering to house you? You rejected the offer. Very interesting. Why? Well, which is it? You know lying to a department field agent will get you into serious trouble. Okay. And was that it? Just the one woman? 7 in the last 6 months? And you chose to stay with none of them? Okay, curiouser and curiouser. Let's move on to a different question. How frequently do you eat at least 3 helpings of vegetables a day? No, pizza doesn't count. Okay, well, fortunately, that can be corrected easily enough. How about exercise? Do you get at least 30 minutes of vigorous physical exercise per day? No. Still, another easy-to-correct behaviour. And do you get enough sleep? At least 8 hours a night on average? That's good, at least. And how frequently do you ejaculate? Well, yes, ejaculate. How often do you do it? Either through masturbation, sex, or involuntarily at night? What was that? Speak up. Every night. 3 times every night. And in the morning? To think of all that going to waste every day. If you were one of my males, would have you in a collection girdle all the... But we're not here to discuss the merits of your lifestyle. But I think that's it for the basic screening. Now strip. Yes, strip. Get naked. Lose the shirt, pants, boxers, socks, all of it. That was not a request. I realise this may be difficult for you, unaccustomed to proper deference, and I can sympathise. But I am here to do a job, and you are going to need to learn to comply. So I give you one more chance to be obedient. Strip. That's better. Now, are you left or right-handed? Good. Then take this in your left hand. This is your collection cup. Keep it over your penis at all times. Good. Now hold out your right. This is a warming stimulant lubricant. It should facilitate easy and efficacious masturbation for us. And if a bit of it gets in the collection cup, it won't contaminate the sample. So begin. What do you mean, begin what? Masturbating in the cup. This is part of the process. You need to demonstrate that you can, you know, get hard and beat yourself off. I wouldn't think this would be so hard for someone who does it 4 times a day by his own admission. Well, can you imagine that I'm not here? No? If you cannot, I will have to mark you as deficient, which may require further department intervention. Well, I suppose it wouldn't hurt to provide you with a little inspiration. No, I do not mean pornography. Do I look as though I keep dusty old pin-up calendars on me? These, here. I'm so glad I chose this wear. A few buttons is all it took. Still, it's good to see that you're in good working order. Now begin. Do I really need to walk you through the process of getting a sample? Grab and tug and squeeze and pull. Gently, roughly, I don't really care. Just get to work. Oh, really? Do you really think I have all day for this? Fine, let's just speed this up. Much better. Anytime now. I don't have all day. Seriously. How long do you plan on making this last? Are you saying you want me to hold you down and ram a dildo into you like they do in the fecundity index exams? No? Well, you're taking your sweet time. Well, department policy doesn't state it needs to be just you. From what I've seen, you'll be able to get it hard and, with the guidance of a department professional, we'll be able to milk you quickly and efficiently. But we still need a sample today. I suppose it can't be helped. I'll have to take a more hands-on approach. Turn to the side and step closer. Good. Now I want you to keep stroking with your right hand, just like you were, and to keep the collection cup in place with the other. I'm going to hold on to you by your neck with this hand. If you remain docile, I won't need to squeeze, and I'll be more concerned with the other hand. This one is more around for control than strangulation. Can you remain docile for me during the entire process? Good boy. And with the other hand, I'll... Now, what did I just say about being docile? That's better. Now, just relax. What's the matter? You've had department agents up here many times with their prosthetics. Don't tell me this is the first time anyone's used their fingers. Oh, that is too delightful. Both of my males prefer this manual prostate massage to the more aggressive methods of some of the department staff. It's more direct, more precise, and with expertise like mine, more pleasure and less discomfort, and much, much more intimate. Wouldn't you say? Now, look me in the eyes. I want to watch you as you come for me. I know it's difficult for you to focus like this, but I turned your head to face me for a reason. Don't close your eyes. My fingers can be so much more gentle, and yet never miss their mark. It's a very different experience, is it not? Feeling these deft fingertips probing inside of you and pressing the button directly? Oh, yes it is. And I'd recognise those moans anywhere. You don't need to fight it. Just enjoy the pleasure. This is what you're missing out on, you know. Someone like me to take care of you. To comfort you. To guide you. To teach you. To help you enjoy your life to the fullest. And all you would have to do is give up on all those burdens. Give up all your worries. Give up all your troubles. Just give up. Give up and give in. Oh, all that resistance slipping away with every gentle stroke of my fingertips. Again, don't fight it. Just savour the feeling of my hand around your neck. My fingertips violating your most private of places. And my voice guiding you to the release you so desperately want and need. Are you ready? In 3, 2, 1, and come. Oh, there we are. Let it all out into the cup. All of it. Good boy. I've got you. Don't struggle. Just let me hold you while you recuperate. You did very well. A little stubborn and slow going at first, but very well overall. If you ever want to give yourself over to a department matron, I've got a spare room that I could convert into a nice suite. Very well. Well, if you change your mind, the offer's on the table. Stand up now. There we are. Now, I'm sure you're wondering what happens next. I'll take your answers to the screening questionnaire and your sample back to the department for processing. The prospective mother will go over her options with a department consultant to help her sift through the thorny aspects of the process, and eventually make a selection from among 3 to 5 candidates. If selected, you'd be relocated temporarily to the dormitory wing of the department maternity facility. I'll be back personally to collect and secure you for transport back to the maternity facility. There, with the aid of the department staff and equipment, you'll be used for insemination for the lucky lady. Oh, it's quite similar to the fecundity index exam you're already familiar with. Except, instead of being between a department employee and a collection cup, you'll be sandwiched between a department employee and the prospective mother. The department employee will ensure quick, efficient seed extraction. That will occur thrice daily for about a week or so, or until the impregnation is registered. After that, during the 9-month period and 3-month recovery period, you'll remain on site with the prospective mother, tending to her every need and desire. And finally, once the child is born and the mother has recovered, pending one very thorough examination, you'll be permitted to return home. Although, truthfully, almost 100% of men opt for department outline lifestyles, such as living under the new mother or being assigned to a matron. But that will be your choice at the end of the time. I'm going to be honest with you. I hope she selects you. If she does, you'll be seeing me again. And I'll make sure I'm the one in charge of your care while at the department maternity facility. You'll have a whole year to get accustomed to living under my direction. And then, at the end of the 12 months, we'll see if you remain as resolute in your desire to remain unplaced. Well, that concludes our business today. Please expect to be contacted in under a week with more detailed information. We'll reach out by phone or mail if you're not selected, and, well, if you are, you'll hear me knocking again. If I was you, I'd set aside a single change of very basic clothing, no underwear, in the event that you are selected. Take care. Oh, and put your clothes back on.